counting on you. We're all in this together, so don't let me down. Everything I do for you, so I'll be around. Yeah, I'll be around. Yeah, I'll be around. So don't let me down. Don't let me down. No, oh, oh. Don't let me down.
She run away, but I don't care. She won't come cause she already there. I love to hate her, I hate to love her. I stand behind, I rise above her.
Yeah, chase them away, we chase them all away. Yeah, yeah, chase them away, we chase them all away.
I love to hate her, I hate to love her. I stand behind, I rise above her.
Yeah, remember, remember, we're all in this together, so don't let me down. Everything I do for you, so I'll be around.
I'll be around. in Homeland. Orange County Bureau Chief Eileen Frere says a recent explosion and fire showed just how dangerous this pot can be.
The explosion destroyed the San Juan Capistrano apartment, blew out windows, even set trees on fire, and terrified neighbors.
The windows shot out all the way over to the steps right down here by our apartment. Thank goodness we weren't home with the babies.
Timothy Murray, a 32-year-old who's associated with the metal band Methods of Mayhem with rocker Tommy Lee, suffered superficial burns in the March 14th fire. Murray and 24-year-old Catherine Garcia, who lived at the apartment, would soon face serious charges.
A detective with the sheriff's department who had experience with meth lab explosions decided to take a closer look at the explosion in San Juan Capistrano. What he didn't realize at the time was he was helping discover what is believed to be the first THC extraction lab in Southern California.
Authorities say THC is the ingredient in marijuana that gives people the high. Officials allege they found more than a pound of marijuana in the apartment. Authorities suspect Murray was using highly volatile butane lighter fluid to extract THC to make concentrated pot. The oil looks similar to this.
There was so much of the butane in the room, there may have been an electronic or electrical malfunction which caused the butane to explode.
Up until now, investigators here had only heard of such explosions in Northern California. They're concerned this may be the start of a trend in Southern California.
The message to those people who want to try this process, incredibly dangerous, just like a methamphetamine lab or any other lab.
Authorities say Murray and Garcia both face felony charges, including manufacturing a controlled substance. Authorities warn the concentrated pot may give more of a high, but the crime is not considered just smoking marijuana. Making it in this way is a felony.